Government and military officials are meeting in Fairbanks to talk about a proposed coal and biomass to energy facility. The project, being managed by the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation, or FEDCO, is aimed at relieving the local stress of high oil prices. FEDCO CEO Jim Dodson says the Friday-Saturday meeting is about advancing the project to the national level.
We have invited the congressional delegation, members of the Department of Energy, and people from the Air Force to Fairbanks to talk about the project, just so that, as you know, all of us move forward looking for potential energy solutions, and that the Air Force will know that Fairbanks is interested in this project.
The proposed facility would employ Fischer-Tropsch technology to turn local coal or wood into a low-cost liquid fuel for power generation, heating, and transportation. Dodson says Eielson Air Force Base needs to replace its coal-fired power plant and is already investigating waste-to-energy technology, so it may be a good fit for the project.
They're really not interested in being in the power business or in being in the municipal waste business. What they're, you know, what they're interested in is being the United States Air Force. So if we could help them find solutions to those issues, plus help Fairbanks with this energy problem, you know, it'd be a win-win for everybody.
Dodson says other appealing aspects to working with Eielson are the base's centralized demand for waste heat the Fischer-Tropsch plant would produce and possible access to federal money to help fund the up to $2 billion project. The coal and biomass to energy facility is currently the subject of a study being conducted by Hatch Engineering of Canada. A report is due out in September.